This is an AMI podcast.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Double Tap. It is Tuesday, it's the 12th of March, 2024. Coming up today, more of your feedback and more coffee, please.
You're listening to Double Tap, your daily accessible technology show. Now, here's your hosts, Stephen Scott and Sean Preece.
Yeah, you all right, Sean, yeah?
Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Fine, yeah.
Good. Is that it?
Pretty much. Yeah, thank you. Goodbye. Yeah, I don't think he was impressed with that one. I don't think he'd be signing that one off.
It's hardly going to be a full of energy show today because we're both extremely tired for some reason.
Yeah, but you've got reason to be. You get woken up at like 1 o'clock in the morning with a family emergency.
Yes, which wasn't an emergency, but yes, I had a... So then I couldn't get back to sleep. And then I made the mistake of Facebook watching. Absolute nightmare.
Just so, yes. Stop that.
What about you? What's your excuse? Because I've got to say, even though you are extremely tired, what a voice. I've got to say, well, that intro voice, Stephen Scott, I got shivers. It was amazing.
Oh, well, it's all the microphone, unless that's what you tell me. It's so funny. Whenever you talk to people, then they say, oh, you've got a great voice. They say, it must be a good microphone you've got. What microphone is it you have? It's like, hang on, that's my voice.
It is. I've got to say, this even is, out and about, in the... In real life, IRL, I believe, you do sound like you're on the radio. You've got a radio voice. It's great. There.
People say that to me all the time. And then I feel like saying, hey, it's FM 101 and I'm here. Now give me more McDonald's and KFC.
Yeah, except when you do that, in which case you don't have a radio voice.
Yeah, it doesn't work, right?
It's just your natural voice.
If I try to be a... It's like even when I'm... Like I said to you before, if I try and be Scottish, you know, like I am...
Yes.
It doesn't work.
You don't sound Scottish.
No. I was at the hospital yesterday, took my mum to the hospital. Everything's fine, but we were just doing a little checkup on something. And there was a couple of funny stories, actually. But one was the nurse says to me, you don't sound Scottish. Are you from here? I'm like, yes.
Ooh, wow.
I lived 5 minutes along the road and I was born 10 minutes along the road. What are you talking about?
Was she not going to let you in?
Things are getting tough in this country. Have you not noticed? You're following the news. Things are getting tough over here. But yeah, it was like, really? And then on the way back, it was so funny. So we get the taxi back to the house and we drop my mum off first and then the taxi drops me off. So we drop my mum off, we'll get her into the house. She's fine. Get back into the taxi. And it's at this moment that the tap, the faucet is unleashed, is opened.
Oh.
Because this is when the driver decides he wants to ask me all the questions there is about blindness.
Of course.
The first question is, isn't it terrible
to be
you?
Oh. I thought, isn't it terrible was enough, but no, there was more. To be
and
you.
And I said, yes. But, you know, 99 problems in my life, none of them are blindness. He didn't get it. But, yeah, so he wanted to have that conversation. You know, that conversation.
That's not really the opening statement, is it?
Not the best opening salvo, no. I've heard betters. I've heard better.
Isn't it terrible to be you? I can't even think how, even if someone's sort of slightly flummoxed or nervous, how that could come out. Isn't it terrible to be? Aren't you awful, basically? Haven't you got a terrible life?
Human being. Isn't life dreadful for you? And then he proceeds to list all the disabilities he would rather have than the one I've got. He's like, yeah, I think I could live without my legs. I wouldn't mind if I lost my hearing. Even if I could talk. Computers can talk for you now. Did you know that? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Heard of it.
That is incredible.
Unbelievable, right?
That's even worse than I'm so happy to God that I'm not you that I got from my taxi driver. Thank you so much for making me realize how lucky I am not to be you. I mean, yours is more direct. Wow. Anyway. Happy
you
Tuesday.
You got to take these things in your stride, haven't you? Because if you really let every single interaction like that get to you, you would never leave the house again. And no. I've kind of gotten past that a little bit. I do admit there was a period I didn't, but you get to that point sometimes you just think, oh, I think the problem is when you're in a mood, and I wasn't, I was feeling fine. So I just kind of let it go. And, you know, you try and educate people if you can, and it's not honest to do it, but I think sometimes you have to. sometimes say something like, you know, it's not as bad as you think. Oh, come on.
That's not
I think the problem is that a lot of people don't often come into contact with other disabled people. And I remember something Shani Danda said to us. She said it to me the year before when I was at the Zero Project, and I picked her up on it again this year. She said that she is considered by many to be an acceptable face of disability.
Yes.
And I find that a really interesting thing for her to say. And I know exactly what she means by it.
I do as well.
She's able to, you know, articulate. She's a good-looking woman. She is, you know, very presentable for television. People like that on TV. So, you know, she's that kind of person, and it works. Now, she's saying it from the perspective of that's essentially why they're kind of letting her on to do what she does, because she's the, in quotes, acceptable face. And I think there's some of us who, when we're out, because we can form coherent, sometimes, statements, or at least as far as we're concerned.
That was almost ironic.
Wasn't it? I could barely even get that right. But, you know, I think when you can kind of make sense to people and you can relate, at least you can say something that makes sense to them, and they can begin to have a conversation with you, that's when all these questions seem to come out. Because it's like if it's anybody else, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do that with other people if they appear to be struggling or maybe seem a little bit insular or... You know what I mean? It's just, it doesn't seem to resonate. And so therefore it's like, someone I can actually ask this to. Isn't it terrible to be you?
Yeah. But what gives that impression, though?
I'm quite outward. You know, when I'm talking to people, I'm chatting to people, I'm talking to them. And, you know, I want people to feel good. So I'm chatting to people and, you know, talk to the taxi or driver or whatever. Unfortunately, sometimes I feel that the vehicle has more brain cells in it than the driver does. Which is why I'm all for driverless cars.
Can I just say, I love you taxi drivers. If any are listening right now, you never know, they may be listening in the cab right now. We love you and you're all great.
Apart from the ones that aren't, obviously.
Yes. I don't want to be just chucked out of the taxi somewhere. Yeah, you're outside the hotel now and just left in a car park. Oh, which has happened before. Anyway, let's...
Yes. Or, you know, just chucked out and told. It's over there somewhere. Good luck.
Yeah, terrible. I want to talk about iOS 17.4.
Okay.
Now, I was looking forward to this release because, as we all know, podcasts now has live transcription.
Including Double Tap.
Including Double Tap. So you're playing a podcast and there's a transcription button there. And it's got the entire podcast in text form. It's absolutely amazing. And I've got to say, even with our over-talking of each other, I notice people say over-talking instead of talking over now. I don't know why that is. It's a new thing. Over-talking of each other, it still picks it up incredibly well. I was so impressed. Anyway, check that out. But have you noticed that dictation now is really dodgy, to use the technical term? If you do the magic tap when you're in a text field to start dictation, 50-50, it will start. But then when you do the magic tap to stop, sometimes it won't stop and it'll do the start dictation sound again. And then you need to double tap.
Yes.
It's really strange. And I thought, perhaps that's just, you know, one of those things. I'll do a hard reset later on, because it's very rare actually that I let my phone turn off now. It seems to be on constantly. I'll do a hard reset later on, it sort itself out. Then I started to see posts on social media saying, have you noticed dictation is sort of weird now? And absolutely. So I did a reset, turned it off and on again, the solution to every problem. And still, that is a thing. So it's not a game changer, but it just is a little bit annoying. It does still seem to understand what you're dictating, but you're never quite sure. Okay, am I still dictating now? Has it stopped? It's just a little thing. I'm wondering if anyone else is having that issue.
Or a random song just starts playing, as it always does for me.
Oh,
it seems to lose focus.
So
and then
annoying.
It's like, some song that you started listening to, it would appear in 2009, is decided to continue. Just at that moment. And of course, then you can't get focus back to stop the song because dictation's taking over. It's just like, come on.
So strange.
And of course, add the Meta Ray-Bans into the mix and it just creates a whole new bunch of fun, because there's quite a delay. I'd say a good second and a half, even 2 second delay from when you ask for Lady Siri or you enable dictation by doing that magic tap. you will get this delay for a couple of seconds, and it kind of waits, and you're kind of waiting. Is it going to do it? Is it going to do it? Is it going to bink? Oh, there we go. And then bonk, you know, to confirm that it has. The technical sounds for the app. But yeah, I find, I think the problem is with iOS, I've kind of got so used to bugs along the way that it kind of just becomes part of the OS. You know, you start to learn, you know, I guess this is something that we're just going to have to accept as to our, you know, forever, I guess, because it's just the way it's going to be now. You know, the updates are coming so quickly.
And
with VoiceOver not having a track of its own, it can't just update by itself. It has to wait for a system release. Unlike Android, and this is one thing I think is amazing about Android, is that TalkBack can update independently of Android. So if there's a bug or something that needs fixed, unlike the Braille HID bug, but we'll leave that to the side, then, you know, that can be fixed and it could be pushed. But the good thing is with that, I mean, I'm kind of joking around, but that Braille HID thing, when that is fixed, they can push that out right away. They won't have to wait for an Android system update, I know what you're going to say, because it's a system issue. So maybe
it's a kernel. It's a kernel level. That's why it's taken so long to fix. It's actually in the very core of itself. It's very being of Android. That's why it's taken so long to fix. So I'm not sure about that one. But
yeah, okay.
Would you rather see?
All right, I'll give you that.
Thank you. Would you rather see VoiceOver in the App Store?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just not convinced you could have something externally like that that's not part of the system. Would there be some sort of knock-on effect there? I don't know why I'm saying that, because TalkBack seems to be perfectly integrated with the Android OS, even though it is separate. But I don't know. I just got a feeling that hasn't it got to be sort of built in at that system level? Yeah, I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's a different OS, right? So it maybe has a different way of doing it, and an Android might have a different way of approaching it. I do prefer Android's way, though. Because on the surface level, at least, of being able to just update TalkBack or any of the Android accessibility suite whenever you want, rather than having to hang around and wait for an OS. And of course, the problem being, you know, when we get a new iOS like iOS 17.4 like this, there are going to be bugs, but we're going to have to wait for the next iteration to come out.
Just wait for 18.
Before we can. Yeah, and then 18.1 and 18.2, and so it goes on.
But the trouble with, like you said there, it's almost become, that's one of the bugs. It's almost, that's just how the feature works. The bug is part of it. But if we get to that point, how many people are actually reporting back now? I mean, you know, are we just going, it'll be fixed in the next one? We've actually reporting back to Apple saying, hey, dictation is acting weird now. You got to be careful you don't get, you know, almost blasé.
Yeah, complacency. I know. Well, I'm not feeding back as much because I'm not noticing massive showstopper bugs.
No,
but then I'm not the kind of power user. I'm using the phone for what I need to use it for. If I find something that's an issue, you know, if it's an app issue, I'll report it to the app developer. But iOS, you know, on the whole, it seems okay to some degree. I mean, yeah, there's always issues, and yeah. But, you know, equally, if you are finding issues, and there are plenty, and I think there are plenty of people who are feeding back to Apple, by the way, I don't think that's an issue. I think lots of people are feeding back. It's just that they're not maybe feeding back or getting the response back from Apple is the big issue. We've talked about that. Another thing.
Yeah.
That actually, do you know what, that would be a nice middle ground. In the meantime, if they're unable to break VoiceOver or any accessibility away from the OS itself, and I think you're right, I don't think that'll ever actually happen with Apple. It's not really their way of doing things. But if that's not going to happen, okay, fine. I'll go with that. But at least tell us what you're doing. Give us a, you know, just a web page somewhere that says, here's the sort of top feedback we're working on. I mean, really, would that, why do they have to be so secretive?
Yeah,
I get it from what they, it's just a culture and all that. Yeah, but do you know what? Sometimes cultures can just be bad. We've all heard about toxic workplaces. No one says, oh, well, it's just the way it is, so get over it. You change it.
Yeah. No.
Because it's not working, and it's not working for us.
We've talked about this before, and absolutely. I see there's absolutely nothing wrong with some sort of ticket system or, you know, just some sort, as you said, just a web page saying we're aware of these bugs and they're being worked on. As long as we know, then, as we've said 1,000 times before, we are incredibly patient as a community. So, yeah, I agree. Yeah. Communication
too patient
is key.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to mention, because we're going to get to your emails in just a moment, but I just want to remind you of our YouTube channel, because so many videos up there now. And if you haven't been checking them out, well, you haven't been checking them out. Honestly, there's so many videos. You haven't been checking these out.
I don't believe it.
It's shocking. Have you been checking out?
No.
Well, I have.
I was there.
I enjoyed it.
I don't need to check it out. I was there. I couldn't bear to listen or watch myself. That'd be terrible.
Dear. Well, what we're going to do is we've got some more videos coming up. And I'm trying to, as I'm sort of sitting here talking to you, I'm trying to very quickly get to the channel to remind myself of what's coming up today.
It's youtube.com/@DoubleTapVideo. That's youtube.com/@DoubleTapVideo.
Thank you. But I still don't have the thing here. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, hang on. No, hang on. I'm getting there. Give me a second. Just give me a minute. We'll get
there. Go to the address bar of your browser and type youtube.com/@DoubleTapVideo.
So, thank you. The video that's coming up today, this will be a good one, actually. So this was the one we did on...
They're all good.
Well, of course, they're all good. But the one we did today was on Siri. When will he/she/they become usable?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say at WWDC.
Well, that's kind. Thank you. There you go.
Probably. I've spoiled that
video. No need to watch the video. No need to watch. That's the ending for you. Titanic, the ship sinks at the end. Anything else?
No. Sixth Sense? No, let's leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it there. Leave it there. I see blind people.
No, that was an interesting conversation. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, so that was a good one. We did these a while ago, so we're kind of catching ourselves up. Also coming up this week, great conversation with the people at Move It, the transport app.
Yes. Yeah, everyone loves Move It, and I've got it on my phone, and it sends me notifications every now and then, but I never really gone into it, so I'm gonna listen into that one.
Yeah, the conversations are unique, they are exclusive, and they're on YouTube, so like Sean says... Just go there and subscribe. You can, of course, catch up with those conversations in our Best of YouTube, which is on the podcast at the weekend. Right, let's get into some emails, shall we? Because you know what? It's time for this.
Emails. We get emails. Oh.
We get your email every day.
I'm awake.
That's better.
Here's your mail
today. We should have started with that. That's what we should have done. Look at listen to us now. Listen to how alive we are now.
Oh, so
thank you
full
to
of
the
vim
Polka
and vigor.
Music.
Yes, amazing. The jingle does it all.
The jingle of life. That's what I say. Right, let's get to first email today. This is from Dawn, who wants to clarify something she said to us last week.
Hi all. Further to my email concerning integration versus special schools. I did not mean that blind people who leave integration marry other blind people. My comment is that blind adults, whether they go to special schools or not, tend to be drawn into the blind community and join groups such as blind sports or other social groups, simply because the people who attend these groups have blindness in common, and so there is a general commonality and understanding that encourages ease of participation. This, of course, is a generalisation and is not always the case, but I think it is fair to say that in the end, blind people are more at ease with other blind people simply because they have an understanding of each other's situation and can discuss their experiences freely with people who have similar experiences.
Yes, thank you, Dawn, for clarifying. But I think what we were kind of picking up on from what you said last week was right. And I think that, you know, ultimately, it all depends on circumstance. It depends where you are. I think there's some truth, though, in that blind people do feel comfortable at times around other blind people.
Of course,
but I think
they
it depends.
That's perfectly
I think
true.
It depends where you are in your blindness journey.
Oh, I see. I see.
Because look, as we've said before, and I'm not going to go back over it again, but we weren't like that when I was in my 20s. I wasn't like that. I didn't want to hang around blind people, so. You know, and that changed, and it was kind of like that acceptance kicked in, and that was where I suddenly felt it was
once
okay.
You get over
I met
that.
You, and I realized, isn't it? And then the first question I had was, isn't it terrible to be you?
Yes, I said yes, it is. Again, nothing to do with blindness.
No, just life in general.
Just me. No, Dawn, I absolutely agree. I think you're absolutely right there. Yep.
Thank you for that, Dawn. Now, Marco got in touch. Marco from Germany. You might know why Marco got in touch, because you might remember Pete last week coming up with various German phrases in his commentary. And Marco wanted to respond.
Hello, Double Tappers. Hi there. This is the iMac man from Germany. This is Marco. Recording on the iMac with a Vocaster 2, which you talked about on your YouTube channel a couple of weeks ago with Michael Babcock.
Yes.
Really, really great device. I love it. I love it, really. And it's so flexible, you know, with, when you combine it with Rogue Amoeba's loopback, it's just so awesome. And yeah, I totally love it. And this is where I do all my recordings. The M3 hasn't let me down a single time yet. And it does have fans. So the iMac is not a fanless computer. But the only time I actually heard it was when I did an OCR of a 50-page PDF document using FineReader. And that's the only time it actually spun up the fans so I could hear them. Everything else, like every work I do in Reaper and so forth, it doesn't break a sweat. It really, really is smooth. And, you know, I maxed it out with 24 gigs of RAM. Yeah, I did that. And the SSD is 1 terabyte. Mm-hmm. But all the rest, like it's just so smooth, so lovely. Mm. Yeah. One other thing, Pete, I would never ever hold it against somebody if they used a wrong German verb or used something, you know, which is off for a German native speaker. I know that in the UK, German is one of the foreign languages that can be taught in school, like grammar or middle school or whatever. And I know many people from all over the UK choose German, which is appreciated, of course. After all, in German schools, English is the mandatory first language. There you go. I can't even, you know, pronounce it right. And so no worries at all. Like if you used a wrong verb, I actually tried to find the episode which you were referring to in last Friday's episode, which is the March 8th episode. But I couldn't find it. So I couldn't find the original and I must have missed it earlier. So yeah, whatever it was, it's all good. I would never ever actually, you know, I would never feel offended. And it's German is a very difficult language to learn, to speak, like with the three sexes of nouns and getting those right and all the verbs with the different forms. I mean, English has some of that too, like the verbs, but nothing comes close to our affinity towards very illogical assignments for nouns to sexes. Okay. There was one other thought. Oh, yeah. Stephen, I am totally with you on that rant about the new cane replacement or the new guide dog replacement. I am so fed up with these things because they all fail and nothing is really practical or reliable. And when it comes to moving out and about, safety comes first. And we all know we are all tech people. We all know what great software can do and some hardware can do. But the truth is, the safest thing is something that doesn't have electronics in it that could fail. Of course, a guide dog can, you know, feel sick suddenly or something like that. But it is still possible to then actually do something, like take them to the vet or, you know, if you have a cane in your backpack, use that. But the real problem is software or hardware that can fail. The problem is not that a cane isn't sufficient. A cane always works as long as the human attached to it does. And a guide dog is usually capable of carrying out its duties. But if the robot guide dog fails, it fails. And if it runs out of batteries, you're stranded somewhere. So that's really all not practical. So I'm totally with you on that. And I actually stopped looking at any of these products quite a while back because I know a couple of years later they'll be gone anyway. Okay, that's it for now. Have a great week. Have a great whatever weekend, wherever you are. And talk to you later. Bye-bye from Germany. This is Marco.
Thank you, Marco. Wow.
That was an email and a half. Das war sehr gut.
Oh my goodness, you are doing accents now.
Thank you. That was an accent. That was just pure fluent German-ish. Can I just say, firstly, that made us feel very uncomfortable, Stephen and Marco, when he was talking about 24 gigs and 1 terabyte, and you're going, it was like I was on some sort of geek ASMR. That was very unnerving, Stephen.
I'm sorry, I was very excited by the fact he had 24 yes. gig and 1 terabyte in there. I was like, that's a nice machine. Ooh, very nice.
I want Rogue Amoeba's loopback on Windows. Can we not get that by now? Because you are absolutely right, Marco. The Vocaster 2's lovely bit of kit, so easy to use, so powerful. Yet on Windows, I'm just missing that extra functionality that loopback gives you on the Mac. That is such an amazing piece of software. I want it on Windows. And please, no emails telling me about virtual audio cables. Not the same whatsoever. I want loopback on Windows. Let's make that happen.
And you know what? We don't often get the chance to call people out when they do great things. Rogue Amoeba has done an amazing amount of work making these apps accessible.
Yes.
And an app like Loopback, which is quite a complicated app, took me a long time to get my head around it. I mean, I knew the concept of it, but trying to get it to do what I wanted it to do, and then realizing it was all accessible with VoiceOver, that was amazing.
They've done
that with
much.
All their apps, Audio Hijack, yep. The Farago app that I use every day, the app I'm using to play in these emails. That's a Rogue Amoeba app. And it's a stunningly good setup. I mean, I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm McMahon. You're having a great time.
And tech and mobility, well, I think Stephen's made his position on that very, very yes. clear. Yes, you just can't...
Do you know what I mean? I take your point as well, Marco, about, you know, the guide dog could get sick, and that's true. It's why I tell anyone who's got a guide dog, I mean, not that I should tell people, it should be obvious, but I know we've had friends who just look at us when we say this, but you should always carry a spare cane. Even if you have a cane, you should carry a spare cane. Because the chances of something going wrong with the cane or the dog gets sick... I had a friend who was trying to take her dog to the vet, and the dog had figured out that this route, every time she took this route, it was the only route she would ever time, or only time she'd ever use this route, was when she was taking the dog to the vet.
Yes.
The dog just stood still. It would not move. She had to get a taxi to pick her up to take her to the vet, because the dog just knew, I'm going to the vet and I'm in control here.
Yes.
And I ain't going to no vet. So, you know, these are the problems that exist for guide dog owners. So you've got to think about that, and therefore, you know, having a cane is good. And the same would apply, I guess, with a robot guide dog. And I suppose you could make that argument. If you're going to have a device like this, then you probably want to have a backup in place. Have a cane in your bag. Simple as that.
I agree.
But anyway, very interesting email. Thank you for that, Marco, and thank you for all your comments. Keep them coming. I'm very jealous about your iMac. Can I think I want an M3 now?
Stop
Can I buy
it!
Come on!
No, Marco, that's your fault. No, stop it. You're fine.
And you get the MacBook Air, and they say that they fixed this RAM issue now, so you get better access to hard drive speeds, much faster hard drive speeds.
Oh yeah, because that was a real issue for you before. You were constantly complaining about the slow hard disk access, weren't you?
I thought I noticed something different.
After the fact.
I thought something's not right. Send it all back and get something else. Okay, before we go to break, one final message from Andy, who wants to just stop the feelings.
Hi guys, Andy Logg here from Garlichead. I love the show, but could do with more tech and less emotions, experiences and feelings about blindness. I'm beginning to avoid the show more often because I don't wish to hear how horrible life is for some people or have debates and conversations about it. It was horrible for me for decades, as it is for others now. But now I'm interested in tech that makes life happier or more tolerable for me. I was a social worker for the blind with 5 local authorities and did and still care deeply, and I've just never stopped reaching out to others. So please, let me enjoy this one little show which helps me cope with it all. Now for Sean. Sean. Like you, I have advanced RP and have no useful sight at all. I'm extremely photophobic and require sunglasses. I'm thinking of the Meta Ray-Ban glasses, but I need to know, Will I be able to use them with other iPhone users who may call me who don't necessarily also use WhatsApp? For instance, my wife has an iPhone SE and uses O2. Am I restricted to using WhatsApp? If so, I can only call about 3 people. Also, will I receive other non-WhatsApp calls? Very best wishes, Andy Logue.
Oh, thank you, Andy. Well, listen, I take your view on that, Andy, but, you know, we go where the audience take us, and people clearly are interested in this topic, so, you know, I'm not going to apologise for having the conversation. And you've got to understand as well, this is something that we want to do as part of this show, is absolutely talk about the tech, but, you know, we will stray into this zone from time to time.
Straight.
I agree with you, though. Well, yes, okay, straight, live.
We stray into tech occasionally.
Yeah.
I've got to say, you know, I'm all for it. Keep out of your feels, I believe the youth say. But, oof. I mean, it's something that comes up naturally. It's not like we have a meeting about, you know, let's talk about this experience or whatever. We're just talking about, you know, our day-to-day. And I get what you're saying. And, you know, we do sort of reference that a lot and we joke about that. But this is, you know, this is the conversation that we're having. So... yeah, I don't really know what to say to that.
Yeah, it's like people who say to me, and this is not you, Andy, but people who've said to me in the past, you know, oh, so much nonsense. Just get to the point. Talk about the tech. Stop wittering on about nonsense. And it's like, yeah, but this is not an instruction manual. If you want to go listen to an instruction manual, go listen to an instruction manual. If you want to go and listen to a show that's going to deep dive into the absolute nth degree on something, then go and listen to that. That's what it's there for. There's lots of choice out there.
Some great ones.
Yeah, exactly. And brilliant work being done by great people. Go listen to that. That's not what this is. This is a conversation between Sean and I and you. And that is what this is. And yes, we talk about tech. We talk about everything. That's what this show is about. And it's evolved into that. And, you know, the community of our show is growing and growing and growing all the time. We get so many emails and so many different topics. We get you feeding back. And a lot of people, I think, genuinely, and I'm saying this not from my point of view, but from others who've said it, feel genuine value out of these conversations. And I also, though, Andy, agree with you that it can get a bit too much because we get that as well. And I get that feeling sometimes. Some days I don't want to talk about it. Some days you'll listen to this show and you'll never hear a subject like this. Because you just aren't in the frame of mind for that day. So I get it. And in your role, I have some personal experience with this. When you live in this world all the time, it can get a bit much. You just want to break away from it. I get that. You just want to hear the stuff that interests you. And I understand that. So I take it on board, Andy. But it's what we do. But we certainly are not aiming to make this a show which is all about the feels. That's not what we're about. I promise you. Although it will come up, as Sean says, because it comes up naturally. So thank you for that. As for the Meta Ray-Bans, look, we'll take a break. We have to take a break because you know who's getting itchy. Yeah. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and then we will answer that question. I'm always asking you. It's me that's got the frames.
I'm better.
Follow Double Tap on social media at Double Tap On Air and subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts and email us feedback@doubletaponair.com. We'll be right back. Call the Double Tappers now, 1-877-803-4567, or email us, feedback@doubletaponair.com.
Now, just before the break, Andy asked about the Meta glasses and whether or not he would be restricted to WhatsApp. I thought that too, Andy. But when I actually dug into the settings, and actually didn't have to go too far, because even in the setup process, it asked if I wanted to link the phone itself to the glasses. Now, it's obviously connected already, but what it's really connecting with is the address book. And I was able to hook that up so I can use it as a phone, I can use it as a WhatsApp messenger, you know, to send texts or to make WhatsApp audio calls. I think it prefers WhatsApp, but it will do, I mean, and FaceTime calls as well, remember, because everything's coming through the glasses. So it's not really any different to a pair of any other audio sunglasses. It's The WhatsApp integration is more in the assistant itself on board. So if you want to ask your glasses to call someone, it will use WhatsApp for that purpose. But if you're holding your phone and you go into your phone app and you make a call or you receive a call, it will come through the glasses. However, in saying all of that,
oh,
it does like to flip around a little bit. So, you know, every so often I'll take a call and it will appear on the phone, but sometimes it will appear on the glasses. There's no sense to it. But I think what is going on, the only thing I can think of is, I mentioned this before with the issue with voiceover kind of going silent on me, is I think the glasses go to sleep very quickly. And therefore, if this, the glasses go to sleep, say maybe for a few minutes, and then you get a call and you answer that call, it will answer it on the phone because the glasses are sleeping. You can then, of course, go into your audio settings. You can route it back to the glasses. But that's something to be aware of because that's the only niggle I've got with these. If I could just switch that setting off.
Yes.
But I can understand why it's there because obviously you need it to be there to save, you know, the battery for longer term. But yeah, I'd kind of just, I just want them to take the Meta bit out and just leave me with the audio sunglasses because they are great.
Well, so is that even when you answer using your glasses? Because I've seen this a lot where people say, the call is coming through my phone, and that's because they've magic tapped on the phone to answer the call. And if you do that, then it's automatically routed through that device.
Yeah, I think you might be right. That, I definitely think that's probably part of it as well. Yeah,
you need to answer using the sunglasses, either tap the side or however you do it, press a button. Yeah. I don't know. Same on AirPods, it does the same thing.
Well, on this, it's the it's like a touchpad, very similar to Envision glasses. Actually, it's like a little touchpad on the side. And you just double tap it and you can hear. What I like about it is you get the audible sound of the bonk. So the bonk comes along with bonk, bonk, you know, when you hit the...
Please, too much
you
tech
tap the
now.
Glasses twice. I know. I must hold back. Honestly, we've gone down the instruction manual route. Other people will be complaining. And I'm saying, goodness me, Steve, go back to the sausages and cheese.
I think Andy was referring to me because I mentioned how I really think it's time that I started wearing sunglasses all the time. And I was saying I would really like the Metas. I think they are, as you said as well, the new Bose.
The audio is great.
Yeah.
First time I've really enjoyed the audio, I feel, in most environments. I mean, you know, I haven't been to a concert with them or sat on a, you know, London subway, but, you know, I imagine that, you know, I would even still be able to hear them there, unlike any other glasses I've tried.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really good. Laura's reading the emails today, and we've got one from Joshua.
Hi, Sean and Stephen. Hello from Australia. And just for the record, we're not all criminals here. Some of us never got caught.
Oh.
But in all seriousness, hearing Sean talk about his anxiety about going to the gym brought back memories of similar feelings for me. The sense of powerlessness to do such a normal and everyday activity as going to the gym felt despairing. But don't give up hope. I bring suggestions. For the gym, I had two strategies. One, call local independent gyms, have a conversation with the owner and see if there are any trainers who are open to help and assist you with the gym equipment. Often these smaller gyms have trainers that do floor duty, where they just walk around the gym, checking on people, putting away weights and doing general cleaning. When I did this, I suggested that I could come in on off-peak times, normally mid-morning around 10 a.m. The gym would be quiet and the trainers would normally be free from bookings. The trainers walked around with me, have a bit of a laugh while they did their normal floor duty. I made a few good friends this way. Second, I would ask a few sighted friends, asking if any of them were interested in going to the gym. I would entice them with a free gym pass each time they came with me. Often, I would organise a couple of friends and book in regular times with them on different days of the week. This would mean that they both didn't feel too responsible if they needed to miss a day. I would call up the gym and explain the situation, saying something like, "I am blind and need a support person to train with me in the gym." I would explain that they would be working out with me but would not have their own membership. That without the support, I wouldn't be able to train in the gym because of health and safety reasons. It's a win-win, as without the support person, they would not get my membership payments. This works more often than you would think. This has worked for me for over 15 years or so. I just wanted to say that this podcast has been truly a support for me and others I know, sharing your experiences, both good and bad, in such an open, honest manner. It's meant that I have heard my own thoughts and feelings come out of my own speakers through your radio show. Yes, spooky.
Ooh.
Keep up the great work. Joshua, your blind comrade from Australia.
Thank you.
Wow, that was amazing. Yeah, thank you for that. And I have thought of that as well. You know what slightly put me off? Because the first step, of course, is just making that call and ringing. I found a gym that's fairly local to me I could get to. But I'm kind of, and we're so guilty of this all the time, I'm playing it through in my head already and having a terrible experience. Mm. I can just already hear them saying, well, no, we can't support that, or no, we don't do that, you know? And then as soon as I hear that, I know I'm going to go, oh, okay, forget it. But of course, they could be absolutely fine. They could be really accommodating. So yes, thank you. Some great, great advice there. When I used to go to the gym quite regularly, as you said, people there are usually great, never mind staff. I mean, other gym users as well. And it wasn't long. It was only a few weeks before someone was offering to pick me up and, you know, and drop me off home as well, which was great. So it's just that initial step. But thank you so much.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you, Joshua. And thank you for listening. And good to know you're not a criminal. There you go. Well, every day is a good day in the Double Tap world.
I don't think we ever suggested you were, by the way. Just, yeah, hello, Australia.
Not you personally.
No. Why?
It's one of those things, you know, I'm going to get done one day for something I've said, and I have no recollection of it at all, Your Honour. I have no idea what I said ever. Mr. F. And he doesn't either, so it's fine.
Oh, dear.
I got in trouble yesterday, by the way. I got in trouble from him yesterday.
You did. You did get in trouble.
I said something that I was edited yesterday. I was silenced. I was censored.
It was so funny. When I got the message that, oh no, that needs to come out, I thought, okay, well, it's obviously something that I've said. And it wasn't.
Oh, really?
It was,
you thought it was you.
Of course I thought it was. Yes, it's always me, but no, it was you, Stephen Scott.
Bad Stephen.
We'll leave it there. We can't even say what it was.
I can't say what it was because I will be silenced again.
It was nothing bad. Well,
I didn't think it was bad.
No.
I think that word is perfectly... Okay. Everyone's different.
It's different in different places across the world.
Okay. This is the language is an interesting thing. Let's just put it that way.
Yes. Oh, wow. I'll take that bit out.
Yeah, you're going to start censoring me as well. I think that's a funny thing, actually, because although we don't edit the show very often, sometimes we do go a bit over time when we record, and Sean will have to take something out of the show. And it's funny, because sometimes I'll refer back to something, and I get no response, and I think, why did no one pick up on that? And then I realise that Sean has been my good side of my brain and taken it out of the show for my benefit. I think you saved me more than you know.
I'm like your mum on here. It's like, no, he didn't want to say that, really.
Yeah, it didn't mean that. Get rid of it.
No, no. We're making it sound much worse than it is. It's always just for time.
Oh, no, it was terrible. It was dreadful. It was the worst thing you could ever say. No, it was fine. Okay, so let's move on. Lindy has sent in a message.
Hello, Stephen and Sean. I wanted to feedback about some of the points that came up in this podcast. I listen fairly regularly and enjoy all the varied content, so thanks. Hmm. 1. For a number of years, I have used Keller telescopic canes from Germany. These are very slick and can be adjusted to the perfect length, which may change, for instance, if going uphill, shorter, or walking fast, longer. I do have to import them to Australia, so it's a bit of a pain, but worth it. Also, in 2014, I was travelling in Europe, and when going for a train in London using a different cane, a businessman in a rush walked into my stretched out cane and busted the tip off it. He was appalled and went to his local ATM giving me cash, but I was saddled with a broken cane for the rest of my trip. Eyes can be wasted on some. 2. I think that the expression that Sean was looking for may be situational relationships, referring to how many relationships develop. 3. There is a podcast put out by the One Password team called Random But Memorable, which discusses all the various hacks, risks, and compromised passwords. It is quite fun, but unfortunately I don't make use of the password manager because it's all too much brain work. Sigh. Cheers, Lindy.
Thank you, Lindy. Interesting podcast there. I didn't know about that one. That's kind of cool.
No, check that out. It's always good to keep up on. I tend to think, oh, well, who falls for scams? Who falls for these hacks anyway? And it's exactly that attitude that gets you scammed and hacked. So you always got to check yourself. But that only happens to other people.
227 compromised passwords.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that all? Okay. I'm sure it'll equal itself out. You know, no one's coming after my money as I check my account and it's empty.
Yep.
You know, it's that kind of thing. And you're absolutely right. You've got to be so careful. It is something we talked about this before. We're going to get into the passkey thing and all that because I kind of want to get into this as well. I think it's time I maybe take my security a little bit more seriously.
It's like backing up. It's never an issue until it happens. And then you go, oh, why didn't I do that? Yeah, absolutely.
And how many times did you have? How many times did you have one of those hard drives, like a 2 terabyte hard drive, and you have it full of stuff?
I know.
And then you turn on the computer one day, and it just would not start up, and you'd be like, "Oh no!"
It's just clicking. You think, "Okay, what did I actually want to keep on there? Oh, everything."
And then it would come up on the screen. You may need to initialize this disk.
No, it's gone. Oh, don't you give me cold sweats? Oh, this is terrible.
Oh. Do you know, it's funny, right? I know we've talked about this before, but we also talk about everything before.
Yes.
But have you? I never refresh my computer. I never refresh it. I mean, you could argue I do because I buy a new computer every so often.
That's the
arguably
most purest form of refreshing. Is just throw the old one out.
Throw the old one in the bin, start again. No, but I'm generally migrating. So I'm always taking the system as is over to the new one. So I'm never really changing anything because I like my setup as it is. But I don't refresh. And when it came to Windows, I used to refresh all the time. I never refresh that machine now. Something I should do?
Well, not unless you're having issues. I mean, it used to be the case that Windows would grind to a halt over many months and months and months because...
You'd have to defrag, remember?
That was
a solution to everything, which didn't solve anything, but everyone thought it did.
Oh, many an hour I used to sit there just watching the red blocks move to green blocks. Oh, those were the days. No, but Windows has improved so much now that you don't need to do the fresh reformat and clean install. And I barely do the refresh myself. It's so easy now as well on Windows. Just open your start menu and type refresh PC. And you can choose to, you know, almost basically reinstall Windows without losing any of your settings or apps or files. So if you're having any issues, it's maybe worth a go. But I find you'd barely need to do it at all now. Saying that, I've done it, 3 times in the last 4 weeks purely to try and get an issue resolved, and it didn't resolve it, by the way, but refreshing is a lot easier than it used to be.
It's funny, I had to do something yesterday I haven't done in a while, and that was refresh my network settings on my iPhone.
Oh,
because when I came out of the hospital yesterday, when I got that message from you know who,
Mr. F. So sorry, Mr. F.
And I immediately swung into action by calling you saying, fix it.
Yes.
And and the problem was I was trying to get onto WhatsApp. I was trying to get onto email. Nothing was working. I could not get a signal. Now, I had full 3, 4, whatever it is, bars of 4G. Mm. And I could not get any signal at all. Not signal, I should say, any connection at all. And I thought, okay, that's weird. What is going on there? So I thought the best thing I can think of doing is refreshing the internet settings, which doesn't actually change anything, doesn't make a huge difference to your device. It's not like you're refreshing the whole phone. You're just resetting the network settings. So basically, just any bugs or anything that's in the way will be fixed and gone. And it still didn't come back. It only came back. In fact, I'm actually not convinced it is still working because I've come back home and obviously now I'm on Wi-Fi again. But when I switched to 4G, it seems to be okay now. But when I seem to move anywhere, I lose connection.
Telling you, what did I say? The Earth has shifted on its axis. There's something going on. My GPS just doesn't well. Okay, it doesn't work. Let's just say that. It does, but it doesn't. I still can't get any intersections called out to me. I know I keep going on about this, and I won't stop because I walked past my turning the other day and got all confused. It's surprising how much I rely on it. But refreshing your network settings is actually a really good thing to do every now and again. It does mean that you need to re-enter your passwords for Wi-Fi networks. But that's about it. It's very rarely that you need to do any more than that. And it can sort out glitches like this. But to me, it sounds like it's probably an issue with your...
I shall be giving them a call and expressing my displeaser.
Oh, well done. Is that a word? It doesn't matter.
Sounds good to me. Now, you know I've been talking about my little talking clock over here. Want to know the time?
11.05 a.m.
Oh, it's 11.05 a.m. How cool is that? Ah, but the question is, where is it 11.05? With the times change in the US and Canada, who knows what time it is anymore, right? So, but it is 11.05 here, according to that clock. Well, Ronnie got in touch because she wanted to I think he wanted to tease me a little bit.
Mine's better than yours, Stephen.
It is 12:43 p.m.
Oh, listen to that.
Na, 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 boo, boo.
Now, hang on a minute.
Was that it?
That's it, yes. Okay. Nana Abubu to you, because I can hear that.
11:06 a.m.
Fine. So,
No, yeah, but yours sounds nice, like it's coming from the 1920s. Theirs sounds like it's in quadraphonic, 24-bit, high-definition audio. Well, I mean, what's going on there? Yours sounds terrible.
Thank you. I will admit that yours does sound a lot better than mine, Ronnie. I don't know why that is. I honestly don't know why. But if you're willing to send me one for free, I will take it.
You can't do that. Please don't. What? Don't send anything to Stephen Scott.
No, don't send anything to me. It's pointless. It's pointless because Sean will end up with it.
Yeah, that's
now
very true.
Now he's interested.
I forgot that. Yeah, that's very true.
Actually, send everything. Okay, let's get another one from Kim. Thank you, Ronnie. Here's an email from Camille.
This month's CCB newsletter has an article about podcasts of interest to visually impaired people. The author mentions five of them. The following podcast is mentioned. RNIB Connect Radio Podcast. Somehow, Double Tap is not mentioned. And by the way, one of the reasons for enjoying the RNIB Connect Radio Podcast is the host's accent. Wow. Where has the author been not to know about Double Tap, an informative podcast where the hosts have a British accent? Happy tapping. Camille.
Oh, thank you, Camille. Thank you for standing up for Double Tap. You are our hero.
It's an absolute disgrace that we've been overlooked in a list of podcasts. I'm indignant with rage at this point.
Yeah, it's beyond belief.
Well, there are far better people out there than us.
Well, look, there's professional people doing this thing, right? I mean, I may have
the voice.
Well, that as well. But yes. I may have been the one to give life to the aforementioned show and then leave it in the hands of people who have clearly done a better job of it than I did. So, you know, that's fine. That's good. And recognition is deserved to the good people at RNIB.
Well, basically what you're saying there, Stephen, is by just, you know, connection-wise, you are in that list because you were the one who created the RNIB show.
I didn't want to say that.
No, I'll say it for you.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm glad you did because I was thinking it. Okay, so Emmy got... Thank you for that, Camille. Emmy got in touch.
Hello, Stephen, Sean, Laura and other listeners. I found your podcast at the beginning of this year and have been listening to it ever since. I enjoyed the podcast very much. I've been wondering what's going on with the schedule of The Best of YouTube. For some reason, the episodes of The Best of YouTube seem to be appearing only on every other Sunday. Not every Sunday. I wonder why that is. Then some other things. Here in Finland, we only have grade one braille, and here period is .3 and lower D is exclamation mark. I'm not very good at emails, so I hope this one isn't confusing or anything. Thanks for making an awesome podcast. Warm regards, Emmy from Finland. P.S. Oh. I forgot to mention a few things. Firstly, about braille, I tried to study grade two braille from an English book for a while, but couldn't get the hang of it. So I admire everyone who can read grade two braille. Then about tea. Before the episode where you talked about tea, I had always thought that black tea is a type of tea. I'd never heard that black tea could mean tea without milk.
Doesn't.
That's all. Thanks again. Warm regards, Emmy from Finland.
Thank you, Emmy, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to the show. From Finland, the world's happiest, or is it the most wanted to be lived in ever country?
Is it?
I don't think that's the actual list.
Wanted to be lived in country.
Wanted to be lived in country.
Words are our tools.
Finland, isn't Finland, not in my case, in which case mine's are blunt. but what is, isn't Finland like the greatest place on earth to live?
I'm sure it is. Apparently it's better than a shed in Manchester anyway. Yeah, I wouldn't mind a holiday.
I think it's Finland, Australia. Who else got in touch? we are not sucking up to you, we promise. But no, seriously, lovely to hear from you, Emmy. Glad you're listening. Glad you're enjoying it as well. And yes, it is lovely to hear from you.
I totally forgot the point that Emmy made there right at the beginning.
Shall we listen again?
I've gone blank. Sorry. Yes.
Right, hang on.
Hello, Stephen, Sean, Laura and other listeners. I found your podcast at the beginning of this year and have been listening to it ever since.
I like that.
I enjoyed
bit.
The podcast very much. I've been wondering what's going on with the schedule of The Best of YouTube.
Oh, that was it?
Yes, that was it. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I don't know. There you go.
Thanks. Thanks for that. That was brilliant. Well done. I'm so glad we went back to that.
No, it is supposed to be every Sunday, isn't it? It's not every Sunday.
I think we
Sunday.
Should send all queries, you know, because he's clearly got too much time in his hands listening to this show, you know, censoring my words. So, you know, maybe we should, you know, give him something to do. I don't think there's enough whiskey kicking around at the moment because he's clearly a little bit grumpy in his old age.
Exactly. Well, maybe less whiskey is needed because I am definitely editing a show every week, and it's being sent in. So we will look into that, Emmy, but it should be every Sunday. The Best of YouTube podcast should be there.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, thank you for that to all of you for getting in touch. Honestly, love your messages, love your emails and your feedback. It really does make us smile. I feel so much better at the end of the show than I did at the beginning. Isn't that nice?
And you can hear it in our voices, our tired, exhausted voices. And listen to us now,
terrible
full of joy.
Voices. Exactly. Happy.
We're sorry. We were tired today. We will do better tomorrow, Mr. F and listeners. We promise.
Some interesting interviews coming up this week. Don't forget YouTube as well, where you can hear Sean and I talking all about Siri and why, you know, it just isn't good enough and what can be done about it. Will it change?
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I. Well, there you go. That kind of sums up the video. Yeah. Anyway, that's it. We're out of here today. Thank you so much. And if this made it to air, brilliant. And we will catch you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Red Sail, inviting you to download the latest episode of My Life in Books, where internationally acclaimed authors discuss their lives, their work, and three books that have resonated with them. That's My Life in Books, available wherever you get your AMI podcasts.